Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast with myself, Steve Halperin. Of the many podcasts I've done, I think this is one of the most important. And I've been a little hesitant to put out all this information, but it's so necessary. We're going to talk about cancer today. And many of you have had experience, unfortunately, yourself or family members. And I've taken care of lots of family members and friends. And it was very frustrating when you go through the mainstream cancer organizations. Yes, there's some really interesting stuff now on immune therapy, which you got to be lucky to get into it, and it costs so much money. But the main treatments of chemo, for the most part, primitive treatments, are still very poor results. Breast cancer, yes, if you get the right breast cancer that responds to hormonal blockage with tamoxifen, these other medications, but other deadly ones, ovarian cancer and certainly brain cancer. Well, here's the amazing news. And I still don't quite understand why it's not publicized every place. And unless someone does some specific health searches, they're not going to find this information. For 40 years, scientists at Johns Hopkins have known that an ingredient that's found in certain cruciferous vegetables, but we now know the strongest form is broccoli seed, not necessarily the sprouts and not necessarily the broccoli, can kill cancer cells, can kill cancer stem cells. A search on the web of sulforaphane and cancer turns up literally hundreds of research pieces, including double-blind, placebo-controlled clinical studies on breast cancer and prostate cancer. Very expensive studies. There's a British pharmaceutical company that's working on a chemo version of sulforaphane, which you can get from broccoli seed. Wonder how much that pill is going to cost. There are many mechanisms that enable the sulforaphane from broccoli seed to kill cancer. It causes cancer cells to commit suicide. It affects the antioxidants in the cancer cells. It turns on cancer suppressor genes, P53. It works on angiogenesis, the spread of cancer, metastasis. Everything that I'm saying is verifiable. A search on Google will show up exactly what I'm saying. And yet the majority of oncologists don't have a clue. Not a clue. And many mainstream institutions give lip service. Oh, maybe there's some research and eat some cruciferous vegetables, which the chances that it's going to have sufficient glucoraphane to make sulforaphane are almost nil. And then you look on the web and there are products that claim they're going to produce lots of sulforaphane, even doctor brand products. And when we test them, they produce very little of the sulforaphane. They don't have one documentation piece that shows they actually produce lots of sulforaphane. Yeah, there's an offshoot of Johns Hopkins that's playing around with a product, but you'd have to take so much of it to get the benefit. And that's the key to this. If you're really trying to treat cancer, and it seems that it makes cancer treatments even better, or you're trying to prevent cancer, which all of us want to do, you got to take the right dose. And that's what I'm going to briefly talk about in a few moments. But let me tell you what we've seen. We've seen a stage 4 brain cancer go from a stage 4 to a stage 1. We've seen anal cancer. We've seen sarcoma. The reports we're getting from people is just extraordinary. Really extraordinary. But the research is there. As I said, this is not, you know, I get so tired of looking at web stuff that tells you, well, the answer for cancer. And when you look at the research, it's like paper thin, okay? Things like Laetrile, you know, that they were saying from, that had popularity a long time ago. Yes, maybe some of this stuff works, and I would not hesitate to use things like that. I mean, certainly green tea is valuable, and turmeric from curcumin, if you can get enough absorbed, and I'm sure there's some mushrooms that have interesting effects, a number of different mushrooms, but huge clinical trials that document a result, no, they don't have it. And I understand why. The recent study, that the breast cancer study, that showed the killing of stem cells, cost $500,000. Luckily, someone was able to talk NIH to give them a grant. So that study got done. But you don't have to wait for the chemo drug. You can get strong amounts of sulforaphane. Okay, the way to get it is an especially formulated supplement that was originally supplying John Hopkins with the ingredient. And this product is called Vitalica Physician. Now, there are other less strong products. This was developed originally for physicians, but you can get it online. And the dose matches the dose that was used in many of the cancer studies. So yes, there are lots of other benefits from the sulforaphane. You know, arthritis and energy and cardiovascular and immune, certainly all those. But the one I'm recommending is Vitalica Physician. Okay, and you can find it at talkingherbals.com. Has the best price on the web. It was deliberately done on purpose because we know the people buying it are buying it for a very specific reason. Okay, so it has the best price at talkingherbals.com. I saw a dog. I might have said this in some previous podcast. Or a lady called me up, and this dog was terminal, laying on the floor. We gave this dog with sarcoma 16 more months. Had a vet in Long Island. I met him at a health show. He's been practicing, I don't know, 60 years. I told him about it. Recently called us up. He said he saw the same results with his dogs. And he's going to recommend it now for the dogs as well as taking it for themselves. But we all love our dogs. But it's even more meaningful because there's no placebo response. Dog doesn't know what you're giving him. So people can say, oh, well, it was a placebo. That's why you got the cancer response. Remember, the problem with many surgeries, cancer surgeries, doesn't get to the stem cells. And you need to kill cancer stem cells. And that's what sulforaphane does. So please, it's my request, share this information. Everything I say in this podcast is documented, and it's found in all over the web in studies, and not just someone's blog. Whenever I put in something to a Google search, and I want to see if it's actual true, I'll put in a topic like sulforaphane, breast cancer, sulforaphane, prostate cancer, sulforaphane, leukemia, sulforaphane, pancreatic cancer. And at the end, I'll put studies. So I actually get Medline, PubMed studies and not just someone's anecdotal, you know, rehashing of in a blog. Some are great. Some do tell you the stuff. But please don't depend on broccoli sprouts, okay? The amount of sulforaphane depends on the broccoli sprouts, how it's prepared, it has to be 3 days old, has to be grown special, and you have to eat a lot. Broccoli, forget about, okay? The cheap supplements on the web that claim sulforaphane are lying. You can't have a sulforaphane product. It has to be made from the seed in the formula because sulforaphane is unstable. And so when you see unconscionable products that put on the label sulforaphane and it's $4, no conscience. No conscience selling people total junk. And the products that sell sprouts, seed, the sprout pills, more junk. And as the main scientist in this area at Hopkins said, 70-80% of the products on the web are junk. So if you want something real, based on an ingredient that's based on tons and tons of research, please share this information with your family or friends or anyone that's going through a health issue. I'd be very happy to furnish studies if they're not that web capable to do that. If they send me an email at NutraSteve@hotmail.com. So again, thank you so much. It's my pleasure to bring this information to you, and hopefully we can make a difference in some people's lives. Thank you again.